Hi, yeah, it's Christina. Okay, so we have you, Isaac, Hitoshi, Antoinette, Bart, and myself, and apologies from Wim.
Yes, I said apologies, okay. Well, hi everybody. I want to talk a little bit about the great job from Hitoshi. I put it on the screen. Everyone can see the presentation on the screen.
Sorry, did you ask me for something? I can't hear you very well. Did you want me to upload something to Adobe?
No.
Yes. The contact group of the tele relationship PowerPoint presentation from Hitoshi. Supposedly, I'm sharing it right now.
Louise,
I don't know if everybody. Yes.
Louise, the relationship is on the screen, so everybody should be able to see it.
Ah, okay. That's my question.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Hitoshi, are you using Adobe? Hitoshi is logging in. Ah, yes, Hitoshi is here.
Yeah, Hitoshi is. Louise?
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay. Okay. Hitoshi, because this is your work, I'm trying to review it, but anytime, maybe it's a good idea that you can explain a little bit some details about the relationship, and we can discuss this in a better way. This relationship is based on the knowledge from Asia Pacific CCPLD's relationship, Hitoshi. Okay, the contact repository is with the letter Q. It's a database where many organizations can access, can query or browse information through the red line. Then I can see ICANN, the regional organization, and any other CCTV contact can query or browse the contact repository. This is one side of the slide. And the other side, in the boxes in the right, we have the incident response team in the right side, and then we have DNS cert, DNS org, cert and CERTs are filled according to this model. Can access or browse the contact repository in some way. Then there's a different kind of access, I think, depends on who is querying or browsing the repository. But that detail, maybe we can review it in some deep specifications after, if not necessary to see right now. Then there's another flow of information that is the blue line, where it is updated information. And then we have information from each CCTV, and that coming through the repository operators in this graphic. that can provide information for the baby in contact with the story. And this thing, did you represent in this graphic the initial information that should be loaded in the database during implementation? Because the blue line is for updates. Then there's initial collect information for this contact that somebody must do it. Did you represent that, Hitoshi? Okay, I write in... I'm sorry, I put the question only for Christina. Okay, I need to put it for everyone. So I write my question on the chat to better understand it. Okay, go further. Then, for me, it's very clear that we need to establish the scope of this working group, watching this graphic is fucking easy. It's better to understand where is the scope of this working group. Definitely, we need to work to understand better, to clarify better this relationship between the different entities in this graphic. Question for the working group people. There's some entity or relation that is not present in this graphic that you can mention now? Isaac? Anthony?
I'm sorry, but I don't hear you very well. And your second word is I can't understand.
Can you hear me very clearly?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I think what I understood from Louise is a question for Hitoshi and probably for the whole group is how to set up a link from the right hand, say the DNS cert, DNS OARC, other certs, etc. For the use cases to the contact repository or to the repository operator, and is that included or not? So it's limited. Say there are some use cases defined in the final report of the previous working group, and should that be reflected in the diagram?
Oh.
Am I right, Louise?
Yes, that was one of my questions. Yes,
yeah.
That would make sense as far as the template.
So maybe Hitoshi, if say you as the author, if you could include this in the slide. That would say, and then refer to the use cases in, say, as defined by the previous working group, I think that loop is closed as well.
Okay. The other Okay.
Not to include.
Sorry, Hitoshi?
I think not included.
No, but can you include it? Because it's a very helpful representation of the relations, but the say there should be a link of, say, from DNS relation incident to the repository and then limited by use cases as defined.
Maybe, Bart, yes, maybe okay. We can... Yes, Hitoshi, go ahead.
This is Antoinette.
Yeah, go ahead, Antoinette.
Good morning. I think that's an excellent suggestion because I'm still not clear on all of the relationships, how everything connects.
Yeah.
And if I could see that picture, then I personally think that I could understand how everything is interfacing with each.
Yeah.
So my my position would be yes, included.
Yeah. And I think that's another point, but that's a detail. And maybe it's an idea say, Hitoshi, I will send you and to the group an email afterwards with the question to include that relation and describe it, and also have arrows going from one side to the other.
Yes. Yes.
So you see the flow of information.
Okay.
I have, say, in order to understand and to make this work, I have another, say, I have another question. Maybe, Louise, you have the same question, and it's more a question to the group. What you know from your region, because this picture is a focused on the Asia-Pacific region. Could it be generalized for the other regions as well? So make it more general.
Yes, I asked that in the, at the beginning, but maybe I'm not sure. But yes, asked that.
You sometimes fading a little, unfortunately.
It's only, yes, this relationship is only, it's based on Asia-Pacific specifically knowledge from Hitoshi, but it's a good idea to everyone must review it according to its own
region,
its own regional organization.
Yeah, but region. So because I think in North America, and that's for Antoinette, there is no regional organization.
To my understanding, there is not, Bart. You're correct on that.
Yeah. So
I'm still querying.
No, there isn't, as far as I know.
But I haven't found it.
Yes, some of the North American TCP elites are part of LACT elite, but I can. Yes, I am. According to my understanding, this graphic, this relationship could apply to like CLD in this case in the same way. I think it's very generic, this relation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's something that could maybe Isaac knows about center, or maybe can ask in center, or maybe find in center if some of in this relation, in this graphic go against center rules, or it's not possible in center, or the relation is different. Maybe we can have a feedback or input from center knowledge.
Yes, and what we could do is, Louise, because Wim is on this group, Wim de Gezelle, he is working with center, so he should be able to answer that question. and maybe somebody from the Asian Pacific region as well, if such a model as this, if we would generalize it, would work for the center APTLD and AFTLD region as well?
Yes, we can validate that. But in my opinion, it's very generic, it's very simple. But
yeah,
a good idea to validate it, okay.
Yeah, okay, and maybe as a basis, in order to make it more general, Hitoshi, could you just refer to say RO and individual, or not just individual CCTLDs, but just list a few and maybe from different regions, so it's very clear for others. This is a general picture.
Yes, okay.
Yes, and I will follow up that one in the email as well.
Okay.
Okay, but say on the face of it is, if you look, if we include a line from, say, the information flow from the incident and make a remark, there should be, say, this is defined by the use cases, I think, say, that's more a question for the group. This reflects a very general model of how the incident repository should work and all the actors involved. That's more a question for the group.
That's interesting.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Logically, yes. Yes, it does make sense.
Louise?
Yes. I missed the question. Can you repeat it, please?
Yes. Is, if you look at this picture, and if Hitoshi includes a line from make contact and say extend it to the repository operator, and make contact and limit it to the use cases as defined, that this picture or this model reflects the functions, etc., of the incident repository and its operator. Because then, say, if that is, then it's a very, very good visual representation of what this is about.
Yes, I agree with that. Yes.
Yes, and so we have, so say, following up from this conversation, I will send out an email to Hitoshi asking this and asking to generalize the regional organizations, and once that is done, send it back to the group and to confirm from all the members that it is a reasonable reflection of such a model, because then we have a starting point for the work as well.
Okay. I have a question for Hitoshi.
Yeah.
About the graphics in the CNE and Newstar box in the left side, and the letter E and S. There's crossing lines between .cn and the .idn.cn. I want to know why this is, or I don't know if you know what is the relation between CNE and Newstar, and that there's a main .cn and the .idn.cn.
Hitoshi, did you hear the question?
I got it on the chat.
Okay.
Hitoshi?
Hitoshi is typing.
Yes, he's writing.
Okay.
Just a moment.
Yes.
Okay.
I can give you my maybe Hitoshi, if you correct me if I'm wrong, is CNNIC runs .cn and IDN.cn. So that's one. It's a bit like VeriSign running .tv and .cc. And Noistar is probably one of the back-end provider. Yeah, and the back-end provider.
Yeah, back-end provider. Yes. Okay.
You will see good. The same in some of the, say, other ccTLDs where, for instance, Affilias is providing the back-end services.
Okay. Very good. This point is very good because it's very important to taking down these back-end providers,
yep.
Back-end operators.
Yeah.
In this flow, it's very important.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Bart, do you agree we can go?
Yes, I think, say, based on this one, and I think once, just one more iteration that we have, say, this very good representation of the relations, and can share it, say, and can use it for the discussions with the community as well. So, say after this call, I will send out an email on this one, and maybe now we can go to the second topic, is looking at, say, because this is, say, the basic information, say, what the activities of the working group. Do you agree?
Okay.
Can you, Christina or Luis, can you put on the second document?
Yes. Okay. Bart, did you notice the gray box? You see, it's the contact action, and it should have the case of use.
The use cases.
Yes, this case.
They are defined in the... I will say that's an action. I will send it to the group anyway. The use cases are defined in the final report.
Yes, sure. Yes. But this gray box is the place where the use cases should be.
Yeah.
Because it's great. This graphic is great, so that is very complex.
Yeah.
Bart, this
okay.
is Christina. Is this the document you wanted?
Yes, that's
yes.
one.
Okay.
Thank you. Maybe, okay. Okay, what I do here is to put the questions we collect from the CD we sent before, and Bart converts all the all the questions in a table. But I try to put it on this map, a mind map representation, to review it and to ask you some. Okay, to ask you some things about it, and maybe to try to answer some of these questions to start to build the scope of his work in Europe and the scope of this content repository. Christina, I will share my this is a graphic only. I will share my mobile version of the content repository of the chart. I will try to share it. May I?
Yeah.
Okay. Share. Okay. Share.
Your screen. Yeah.
Yes. My screen. Okay. Done. Here. Okay. Okay. Here. Let's start with the new implement, and I try to put it in this graphic. I try to put the elements we need to accomplish in this work group. Then we have the build or implement, the maintain function, the operation function. These three things should be necessary to define the content repository. But there's other three elements here where the relation is the graphic made by Itochi, which is very good. And there's a topic about all this that Sobra put it on his email about funding. She mentioned that the funding scheme must be acceptable for the small and big vegetables. And she gave us an example. Then I'd like to describe this a little bit later. But before that, I want to show you, okay? Okay. Everything is good. Everything is looking at the graphic. Everybody looking at the graphic? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm not so sure because I lost my Adobe Connect. But okay, it's okay. It's here. This is the initials from whom is posting the question and over this topic. Then about build and implement, there's basically two questions about if make or buy. And okay, so this Sobra put this team comment. But what is the team comment?
It's about funding.
Okay.
His funding comments.
Okay, it's about this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That at least was my understanding from Zora's email.
Okay. He's not on the call. Maybe we can ask him later. But yes, I understand. It's about funding. And Bart launched another question that should this include the development organization which will run the repository? What is the development organization, Bart? What should be the development organization?
If one of the decisions or one of the decision points is to make or buy a repository, if you make it, and then my assumption was that the CCTOD community would make it themselves one way or the other. In order to run it, you need to have a standing organization. Specifically, if you look at the requirements of 24/7, etc. Now, question is, say, organization development, so hiring people, etc., having them available, cost money as well. And setting up such an organization costs money as well. So should that be included in the make or buy decision or not? It is not just a technical, say, building a database and that's it, because then you have a database and nobody knows what to do with it.
Okay. I think one way or another, if it is by or if developed by the developer for something, I think always should include the cost of maintaining this repository. But wait, if it's higher like a service, it should be included.
But it's setting up an organization which costs money as well. If you make one yourself.
Yes, and this cost should be included too. I think the maintain costs of the system should be included. Yes, I think.
Louise, what I meant here is not the maintenance cost of the organization, but is for instance, if you have to hire people, you send out advertisements, or you ask somebody to hire somebody. These are costs as well.
But it's
really setting up an organization from scratch.
Okay. But the organization should be there to support these repository. That's right.
Yeah, and just setting up the organization. There are costs involved there.
Yeah, sure.
And so my question is whether or not to include it, because otherwise, say, you will have, say, and somebody needs to pay the developers, etc.
Gentlemen?
Yes.
Gentlemen, excuse me, this is Antoinette. I have a question. Is there any way we could get an idea of what the cost differential would be between making it, having it developed, and, quote, buying one off the shelf?
That's the job of this working group, to find out.
All right. Okay, so maybe, perhaps, I'm kind of analytical, perhaps we should just focus on trying to find information to address that issue, and then we could follow up with the other issues of cost and funding.
Yeah, but I think, Antoinette...
Am I making it too simple?
Antoinette, this is Bart. I think they're linked, because what you could foresee, most time it is cheaper to buy one to make one.
Yes, sir.
Depending on how you look at it, depending on how you define the range of costs. But making one yourself and then having and setting up an organization to maintain it,
while
it's hardly used, is very, very expensive.
Yes. And
so I think what you could see is you have to address both the making and buying costs and the maintenance costs.
Yes.
In order to have a general understanding of what is, from a financial perspective, the most reasonable and relevant choice.
Yes, I agree with you, Bart, on that.
So you can't separate the make or buy out of the other one.
Oh, no, I wasn't separating the make or the buy out. I just wanted to focus on what is the cost difference between making one and buying one, and to see and to create those line item components so that we could see what the cost differentials are and what would be more beneficial, because then that way we would be able to justify whatever decision.
Yeah, and
we'd be able to quantify the decision. So that's how I was thinking about that.
Yeah, and that's, I think, Antoinette, that's precisely the job of this working group.
Yeah, that's the but that's the first step. And then, after we see what the differences are, if I'm thinking through this correctly, then to, and when I'm separating funding, as far as the next step once we see the full picture.
Yeah.
That's how I'm addressing funding. That's how I'm processing it.
Yeah, funding is probably, because you have different models there, that's probably an alternative way of looking at it, because there, again, are other questions are relevant.
Okay. So then perhaps to create the teams, the little task force, the teams to work on assessing the ones that are already existing, and then establishing the team for what the cost would be to make one, right?
Yeah, and that's precisely where we're heading. But I think.
Oh, okay, all right. I was.
That was the next step, because I think the first step, what you need to ask is okay, you've got these sub teams, but what are the topics and areas to address? And that
okay,
was this,
what are our tasks? Yeah, what we need to do to start
that was
work.
This. Say this was the startup to have a understanding which questions need to be addressed by the subgroups.
Okay, sir. Okay, because I was just I'm pulling it together, and the graphics are helping me tremendously.
Yeah. Okay. Louise.
Yes, I have from. Yes, I was thinking about this intervention. Very good, because yesterday I was thinking about this, and when you are developing a project or a system, the first step in the life cycle is to collect the requirements. Then you need to define traits. The functional requirements, collect the requirements of the system. Then after that, you design the system or project or in this case the repository. It is designed to include all the relations and all the resources required. And after that, you need to evaluate how to do it, how to train that product. In that moment, then you can evaluate if it's already in the market some product that can provide this service. Then usually it's cheaper by an already made system than build a new one. This is almost a rule. It's easy and it's cheaper to buy a reading system than build a new one. But the point is, we cannot be so sure if the reading system on the market works if the requirements are not clear.
Yeah.
Then I think we can work on these questions, but I think the first thing we need to clarify well is the functional requirements for this data repository. And for this, the graphic provided by Josie will be very helpful, because between each relation in that graphic, we can describe a requirement very easily. Then maybe we can work on on that requirements, they based on that traffic and create a list of requirements for the system. Then when we have near a good list of requirements for the contact repository and for the functional process, then we can ask to find some a ready-made system or service, or in case if that doesn't exist, or the existing services or systems doesn't fit, then we can think about build. But I think build or made by itself or made from new should be almost the last option, because usually it's better to find something already made. There's an exception. The exception should be if the system already made or the service already made is it is too expensive or more expensive than built by ourselves or building system in this. But this can be evaluated on the process. Then,
I hate to be interrupting so much, but because I'm just trying to start to get the work done. But we would have to identify, well, from the existing incident repositories, we should be able to extrapolate requirements for ones to be made, and I'm just putting that in quotes, and at least we'd have something side by side to compare to create a benefit cost analysis.
Yes, sure, I agree with you. Yes,
right? But because if something's already existing, and logically, I don't like to reinvent the wheel. I think it's great to be creative. But if something's already existing in even a small footprint, we can at least utilize it and expound upon it to at least start and have a starting place.
Yes, yes.
Because I think I was hearing you saying we need to redefine requirements. Was I understanding what you were saying previously, sir?
No, never define requirements, no. We need to find, we need to specify the requirements more more specifically. The requirements until now is very generic, it's not very specific.
Okay.
We need to find a system or a solution for this content repository. For example, if we provide a request for RFP. If we need to be very specific what about requirements for this function for the system. Then that is what I mean. We need to define very well the requirements.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. I appreciate it.
Louise.
Thank you for the comments. It's very good. Then it's a good idea. I used to look for the market or look for another service. I don't like to reinvent the wheel. I used to look for some other service that looks like can fit on these requirements, and maybe we can validate if that system or service achieves the objectives of this working group, and that could be more easy to provide requirements, because we can base on that system or that service to provide requirements to provide the specific requirements for the working group. Unfortunately, I don't have access or I don't have any contact to find another contact repository with a similar function to ask for. But maybe you can find some sources to look for in this topic.
Louise, there is maybe an additional question is, say, the previous working group defined some requirements, and the question for this working group and for some of you is, are these, say, and that's a general question first, is, are these requirements sufficient? Mm-hmm. And if not, yeah, what should be added? That's a simple one. But at least then you have a better understanding, say, from the functional perspective, whether it is included, yes or no.
Yes. Unfortunately, I forgot to include in this chart, in the list. I forgot to include that requirement. And that's right. I want to ask. If that requirement for my working group is sufficient or needs to complement or we need to specify more detail about the requirements. Maybe we can discuss about that in the next meeting.
Or maybe so online.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe it's either you or I, Louise, will send that out to the group and with the question, okay, based on today's discussion, is the make or buy decision is, say, has two elements, and a very important one is the functional requirements for such a repository need to be defined. Some of them are included in the final report of the other working group, and the question is, are these sufficient or should others be added? And if so, which one? And the second one is, what needs to be included in say, the make or buy decision?
Yes, sure. Great, yes.
And we can send that to the group either today or tomorrow, and ask them again to have a look at it during this week so we can collect this.
Okay. This requirement is for the... Okay.
For the repository.
For the repository. But this requirement should include the operation requirements, maintenance requirements, or only the definition requirements?
Yeah, that's the next phase, I would say. Some of the requirements in the working group, say it's the availability 24/7, for instance.
That is operation, that's true.
Yeah, and so that's operationally, and these are different, and that's some requirements for the organization, and there is some cost to that as well.
Yeah, sure. Okay. That should be very good. And maybe, Mark, we can send the Itochi graphic to, because from Itochi graphic we can think about more requirements.
That was a great graphic.
Yes, sure. It's great to clarify things.
Very helpful.
The graphic way, yes. But I think it's a good next step working on this and based on former working group. Sorry for that. But former working group. Sorry.
Is he hungry?
I need to feed up. Sorry. This requirement should be based on former working group requirements and the requirements we can extract from the Itochi graphic.
Yeah.
That's, everybody agree with that, or we need another source?
So, and then you have always the general system requirements, etc.
Yes. Maybe another source for requirements could be a similar system working on, a similar system on the way. But could it be possible to find the specification of, or find the I don't know, specification or characteristics of the contact repository of CERN, by example, or sorry, CERN?
Yeah.
European CERN? Do you have any contact on that organization?
But Louis, it's even easier. You could almost argue this is a registry. So it's almost like having, say, a robust registry system in place. Say what you all do, and what is needed to, what are the functional requirements at a very basic level to have a very robust and say and registration system in place, or registry database in place.
Okay, we can make
you all run registries.
Yes.
And they need to be, the database needs to be available at a very high level, or say that needs to be warranted.
Ah, okay, I understand. Yeah. In the way we run our digital needs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although it's a small one, say that's what you want with this one, to ensure that, say, and you can limit it down, so that's fairly easy.
Yes, I understand. But our system, the thing is, our system is only informational, not emergency. Then there's some basic information that is not strictly validated, like an incident response, a contact repository. Then that kind of process could be interesting.
Yes,
because ours is more simple or more or less restricted.
But isn't that a matter of processes and procedures before you enter something into the database and anything else?
Yes, sure, I understand. Yes, sure. Then we can work with that. Yes.
And this comes to, that's what I mean, say, with creating an organization like that. Or that's one, but the organizational aspects of this, it can be very costly as well.
Yes, sure, I understand.
And that's what you need to set up before, and say setting up this type of organization with all these procedures will take time and can be very costly if you make the wrong choices.
Yes, I understand. Yes, I understand that. Definitely we need to be sure. In this way, I mentioned before, it's better to find something that really good, done the wheel, and that's kind of my personal way to work in systems and projects. And we should leave a flat option to create something new, to create, to reinvent the world, and to create an organization to support it. It's better to find some really existing organization that can hold it in some way.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we can go further with that email, with the mail from Brad about the requirements, and review in detail that requirement in the next conference call or by email, by online.
Yeah.
And for the next conference call, I expect to have a more defined requirement and choices to start to make, decisions about make or buy, governance and relations.
Yeah.
It's okay?
Yeah. To recap, I will send an email to Hitoshi about, say, suggested or requested changes to the PowerPoint presentations.
Correct.
So that's one. And that means, say, the link between the two changes mainly, first of all, to make it more general, and secondly, to include a link from the, say, the organizations like the DNS Search, DNS OARC, and directly, because I think the link is there, but limited to use cases as defined. So that's the first. That's the first action point. The second action point is to send an email about to the working group about the requirements, to, so the working group can think of requirements and refer to, first of all, the existing requirements, think about additional requirements, and say, regarding the repository. And one way of looking at it is, say, what is needed. You all run registries. Say, what is needed for a reasonable, for a robust database, and say, other requirements are more in the organizational procedural level, what is needed to make it work. Is that correct?
That's how I understand
it. I'm not so sure about it, but I think we talk about the, for the dodgy name, we talk about the relation, represent the relation, or the flow, maybe. But
yeah.
Not the relation, maybe the flow. The flow of information for to create the repository, the initial data. We talk about that, I think, not so sure.
No, it's so that's, so maybe that's the second one. Say, this is the way I maybe that's another thing. Say, this is how it should function, this diagram. And say, what needs to be included as well is, and that's based almost on the functional requirements as defined, is who solicits the information from whom.
Yes, sure.
Because I think, Hitoshi, am I right that you more or less you mapped an existing repository?
I see. Okay.
Hitoshi? Did
I'm
you understand
here.
The question?
Maybe you can write it on the chat.
Yes.
Right. Okay. For better understanding.
Hi, this is Isaac. About the question about the Nordic repository, I put it forward on the meeting in Reykjavik last week. We had a Nordic meeting, and I couldn't get a unanimous answer. There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for it and 2 against it. So the final answer will be no. There's not a unanimous, or you can't agree on having a Nordic repository. So,
you know. No, that I thought you, your microphone is a little low. Then, if I understand well, there's no repository in the organization, the main organization, where you went last week. That's the your point.
I'm sorry, Louis. I can't hear what you're saying. I can only get every second word, but the meeting in Reykjavik, the Nordic meeting, could not agree upon whether or not to have a Nordic repository. So
okay.
the final answer will be no.
Ah, because you couldn't. Could you explain why, Isaac? Because maybe I repeat it for the group. Say, There was a meeting of the Nordic registries, so that's the Scandinavian countries, isn't it?
Scandinavian countries, including Iceland and Greenland and Faroe Islands.
Okay, yeah. And to discuss the need for a, say, incident repository?
Yeah, incident repository, a separate one for the Nordic region.
Yeah.
That could be a part of the international.
Yeah, and so the Nordic countries couldn't agree, and therefore there will not be one. Could you elaborate a little on the reasons?
The reason was that for those who said no, that it is difficult enough to have one repository working. You have to put it or separate it or fragment it up. They see it as a big difficulty.
So that means they expecting this repository to start working.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good sign at least.
But you explain a little bit because I can listen well. I said.
Sorry, could you repeat again, Louise?
Yes, can you explain a little bit because I didn't understand.
Isaac, and please, Isaac, correct me if I'm wrong. Isaac said that the Nordic countries did not want one because it's already difficult enough to create one global one. To separate one out again is will be very, very difficult to maintain.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So, and what I said afterwards, it means that the Nordic countries, as they met, expect this one to come to be made. So that's a good sign.
Okay. Yeah, because this is a good time of acceptance of this.
Absolutely.
Yes. And that will be very helpful to provide information from to the competitors or from them. Then.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good.
So. I think Louise, I don't have. I think I captured all the action points. I will work on that and. And I think we've got what we need to do is set up a next call, preferably, I think, before Dakar.
Yeah, sure.
And, Christina, did we already set a date for a next call?
For the Dakar meeting?
No, for prior to
for the next
Dakar.
Call, sorry. No, we didn't. I just suggested that we would go for a standard time.
Yeah.
Like every other week, every Wednesday, every other week at 12.
So Wednesday in 2 weeks. So today in 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yes. Should be. Yes.
That would be the 5th of October.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And then we meet in Dakar. But then we should have some clarity about the requirements as well.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay, thank you all very much.
Thank you all too. Great day to all.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.